السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، على من لا نبي بعده، ولا أمة بعد أمته، ولا شريعة بعد شريعته، ولا كتاب بعد كتابه. والصلاة والسلام الأكملان الأتمان على الركن الأعظم، أفضل من تقدم ومن تأخر، وعلى آله وأصحابه الغر الميامين، وبعد. فقد قال جل وعلا في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وما جعلنا لبشر من قبلك الخلد، أفإن مت فهم الخالدون، كل نفس ذائقة الموت، ونبلوكم بالشر والخير فتنة، وإلينا ترجعون. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: احضروا موتاكم ولقنوهم بلا إله إلا الله، وبشروهم بالجنة، فإن الحليم من الرجال والنساء يتحير عند ذلك المصرع، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected honored scholars, ulama, elders, beloved brothers, it is the inherent desire of each and every human being on the face of this earth to excel on all fronts. Whether male or female, he or she wishes to be the most handsome, the most beautiful, the most intelligent, the most wise. The dilemma that the world is facing today is the definition of wealth, the definition of wisdom, the definition of beauty is forever changing. So she was the former Miss World. Today there is somebody who is more beautiful than her. He used to be the wealthiest man on the globe. Today somebody has surpassed him. We look at the political history of our own country. A man who once upon a time was viewed by the broader world as being a terrorist. When people speak about him today, what do they say? He's the icon of liberation. Abdullah bin Umar says in the riwayat of Ibn Abi Dunya that Ataytu Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, I came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one occasion, and he said that there were 10 of us in this gathering, and one of my companions stood up and he said, O Nabi of Allah, can I ask you a question? Nabi alayhi salam said, what's the question? Man akyasun nas wa ahzabun nas. Who is the most learned man and what constitutes wisdom? Who is the most learned man and what constitutes wisdom? The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without reservation, without hesitation, said, أَكْثَرُهُمْ ذِكْرًا لِلْمَوْتِ وَأَكْثَرُهُمْ إِسْتِعَدَادًا لِلْمَوْتِ أُولَٰئِكَ الْأَكْيَاسِ ذَهَبُوا بِشَرَفِ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَمَةِ الْآخِرَةِ. Who is the most learned man? Who's the man who has the more amount of wisdom? That man who lives his life in the preparation of death. Oh my Sahaba, do not look beyond that man. He's the most learned, intelligent man walking on Mother Earth. What does the Arabic poet say? An-nafsu tatsma'u fi dunya. An-nafsu tatsma'u fi dunya. Waqad alimat anna as-salamata fiha tarku ma fiha. That the human ego constantly craves and hankers after this world, knowing very well that its safety lies in abstinence from the glitter and the glamour of this world. Ramadan is an ideal opportunity to monitor the extent of the provocation of your ego, simply because there is no devilish influence in the blessed month of Ramadan. Whatever evil happens in Ramadan is as a result of the provocation of your ego. لا دار للمرء بعد الموت يسكنها. لا دار للمرء بعد الموت يسكنها إلا التي كان قبل الموت يبنيها. There is no dwelling, there is no abode in which any person will reside or live after he dies, other than the grave that you prepared for whilst you were alive. فَإِن بَنَاهَا بِخَيْرٍ طَابَ مَسْكَنُهَا. What does the Arabic poet say? If you prepared for the grave and the subsequent stages of death, He says, congratulations on your new home. وَإِن بَنَاهَا بِشَرٍ. If you neglected the grave and the subsequent stages of death, he said, woe and destruction be to the inmate of that grave. إِنَّ الْحَبِيبَ مِنَ الْأَحْبَابِ مُخْتَلَسُ. I wish you understood the language of Quran. What does the Arabic poet say? إِنَّ الْحَبِيبَ مِنَ الْأَحْبَابِ مُخْتَلَسُ. لَا يَمْنَعُ الْمَوْتَ بَوَّابُ وَلَا حَرَسُ. Every man will be snatched from his beloved. Not taken away politely. You leave in the morning, ambitions, aspirations, desires. Suddenly you receive a phone call. You know what? Your beloved has passed away tragically. What happens in moments, with all the wealth and the affluence, your life shatters around you. Every man will be snatched from his beloved. Not taken away politely. لا يمنع الموت بواب ولا حرس. No security, no doorkeeper will prevent the angel of death from entering. Wherever the angel of death enters, he is no trespasser. فَكَيْفَ تَفْرَحُ بِالدُّنْيَا وَزِينَتِهَا مَنْ يُعَدُّ عَلَيْهِ اللَّفْزُ وَالنَّفَسُ. O foolish man, when Allah's camera is watching you, when Allah's angels are recording your every move, how then do you still develop arrogance and openly violate the orders of Allah? قَدْ كَانَ قَسْرُكَ ذَا شَرَفْ. You enjoy the best of homes in this world. أَتُتْرَكُونَ فِيمَا هَاهُنَا آمِنِينَ. Allah says, do you think you're going to live in this world forever and ever? Study Fir'aun, the life of Fir'aun. Bayezid Bustami has written that Fir'aun, not a single day in his life, did he ever experience a headache. That was the perpetual affluence that Allah had given him. A man who claimed divinity, a man who claimed to be Allah. What happened to Fir'aun? Where did he die? Mul Abul Hassan Ali Nadwi, you know, he paints the picture of Fir'aun in the most amazing way in the Arabic language. Listen to these words. What does he say? Mata maliku misra ba'idan an arshihi ba'idan an sultanihi la tabibun yudawihi wala sadiqun yuwasihi wala aynun tabakihi. My word. What does he say? He said, dies that tyrant, arrogant ruler Fir'aun. Where did he die? In the center of the ocean, far away from his dominion, far away from his kingdom. There is no doctor to treat him. There is no friend to pacify him. There isn't an eye to shed a tear on his death. My brothers, where will you die? Where will I die? Homes have become deserted. Qabristans are full. There is no place to bury. There is no place to bury. Amr bin As, the conqueror of Egypt. Famous incident. He's lying on his dead bed. His son entered to greet him. And the son looks at the father in that condition. And the father starts crying. He said, oh my father, why are you crying? He said, oh my son, you have only seen one part of my life. Before leaving this world, let me open up before you three parts and three eras of my life. Number one, وَقَدْ رَأَيْتُنِي وَمَا مِنَ النَّاسِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبْغَضُ إِلَيَّ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. I have seen that stage in my life where I hated the Nabi of Allah the most. I hated him the most. I came to the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I said, أُبْسُطْ يَمِينَكَ. He said, at that stage, if I died in that condition, فَلَوْ مِتْتُ عَلَى تِلْكَ الطَّبَقَ لَكُنْتُ مِنْ أَهْلِ النَّارِ. I would have gone headlong into the hellfire. He said, that was the dark days of my life. I came to the Nabi of Allah. I said, أُبْسُطْ يَمِينَكَ. Oh, Nabi of Allah, stretch out your hands. He said, Nabi alayhi salam took out his hands. I withdrew my hands. Nabi alayhi salam asked him, what's the meaning of this? He said, I'm prepared to accept on condition you give me the assurance Allah will forgive my past. Study the riwayat. What did my Nabi say? Ama alimt anna al-islam yahdimu ma kana qabla. Allah will pardon and forgive every sin that you had committed. He said that was the golden part of my life. He said Allah's Nabi, after he left this world, فَلَسْتُ أَدْرِي مَا حَالِي فِيهَا. I wish I passed away at the time of my Nabi. When Nabi alayhi salam left this world, the luxuries of the world open up before us. Oh my son, I don't think I have maintained that level of spirituality that I maintained during the life of my Nabi. I'm on my way out of this world. I have a few requests. He said, oh my son, when I die, my brothers, how many of us have that conversation with our children? You know, I deal with estate matters on a weekly basis. Get your affairs in order, my brothers. Get your affairs in order. Children fighting court cases, getting lawyers involved. Sort out your affairs. Go do what you want. Take me to court. He said, oh my son, before leaving this world, I have a few advices for you. Idha anamit. When I die, fala tashabni na'iha. When people come and pay their respects, see to them, entertain them, and don't falsely praise me. Once you have wrapped me in my coffin, you have given me ghusl, and you have lowered me in my grave, I have a request. فَمْقُسُوا عِنْدَ قَبْرِي قَدْرَ مَا يُنْحَرُ جُزُورٌ وَيُقْسَمُ لَحْمُهَا. Stand by my grave for the duration that a camel is slaughtered and the meat is distributed. Why? And recite the kalima in abundance. فَإِنِّي أَسْتَأْنِسُ بِكُمْ مَاذَا أُرَاجِعُ بِهِ رُسُلَ رَبِّي. By your recitation of the kalima, it will make it easy for me to climb the subsequent stages of death. You know, some time back, I was at a janaza, and as the marhum, the man was being lowered, you know, there was this father and three sons standing next to each other, and the brothers are debating, you know, where's the grave of mum? One son says, no, it's this grave. The other one says, no, it's the other grave. As we stepped out of the graveyard, I said, my brothers, when did your mum pass away? 9 months ago. I said, 9 months, you don't know where's the grave of your mother? Every father today is concerned, what will happen to my children the day I die? I think it is high time we need to ask ourselves the question, what would happen to my children the day they die? Amr bin As, he said, recite the kalima in abundance. It will make it easy for me to climb the subsequent stages of death. He looks at his son, he turns himself towards Qibla, he picks up his hand in dua. Allahumma la qawiyun fa antasir. Allahumma la qawiyun fa antasir. Allahumma innaka amartana fa'asayna, wa nahaytana famantahayna, wa la yasa'una illa afuk. O my Allah, I am not strong that I'm going to argue with the angel of death. O my Allah, you have commanded me to do a lot of good. I lived with sins, I died with sins. Allahumma innaka qawiyun. Oh Allah, you are strong. I'm not going to argue with the angel of death. Wala bari'un fa'atadhir. I am not innocent. I'm going to prove my innocence. Wala mustankir. I lived with sins and I died with sins. Amr bin As, the conqueror of Egypt, he takes the kalim, recites the kalima, turns to Allah, and he takes his last breaths. What does Imam Sha'rani write in his kitab? He said the devil Shaitan appears before every dying man on his right in the form of his late father, on his left in the form of his late mother, or some deceased member of the family. And Shaitan says, give up Islam. My brothers, you know and I know, the infiltration of the devil at the moment of death will be to the maximum. If you cannot lower your gaze when that beautiful woman walks by, my brothers, what would happen at that time when the angel of death will be standing at your head, at my head? You know, in a soccer match, I always give this example without any similarity. You know, when the scores are tied 0-0, what happens? Every player exerts himself to the maximum. Why? The last 5 minutes could decide a goal. When the final whistle is blown, you can score 10 goals, it makes no difference. Whilst you have the gift of life, accelerate your efforts, intensify your efforts. Mu'adh bin Jabal, this great Sahabi, Mu'adh bin Jabal, Nabi alayhi salam dispatches him to Yemen. As he is mounted on his conveyance and they come to the outskirts of Medina, Nabi alayhi salam looks at him and he said, Ya Mu'adh, asa Allah talqani ba'da ami hadha. O Mu'adh, when you return to Medina, you will not find me, you will find my masjid, you will find my qabr. Imagine father and son at the airport.
And the son is going. And the father tells his son, my boy, when you return, you won't find me, you will come to my grave. What would happen? And let me remind you, my brothers, the love that Sahaba had for the Nabi of Allah. You and I haven't experienced that level of love with the most beloved person to you. Mu'az bin Jabal. What did Nabi alayhi salam say? Oh Mu'az, when you return back to Medina, you will not find me, you will find my masjid, you will find my qabr. Mu'az started sobbing and crying like a little baby. Nabi alayhi salam said, Mu'az, do not cry, do not cry. The closest person to me on the day of Qiyamah will be that person who led a life of righteousness no matter how far away he died from me. That person who led a life of righteousness. And then Nabi alayhi salam, what does he tell Mu'az? The parting advises, yassira wala tu'assira, bashira wala tunaffira. Mu'az, and this is the message that the ummah needs today. Whilst people have become disillusioned, people have abandoned the deen of Allah, what advice did Nabi alayhi salam give Mu'az? That tell people you're going to Jahannam? No, no. What did Nabi alayhi salam tell Mu'az? Yassira wala tu'assira. Make life easy for people. Don't make it difficult. Bashira wala tunaffira. Give people glad tidings and don't turn them away. Make life easy for people. Don't make it difficult. Encourage them, do not discourage them. These are the words of my Nabi and your Nabi. My brothers, like I mentioned in the beginning, one day it will be that alim, one day that woman, one day this sinner. Will my time not come? Homes have become deserted, qabristans are full. There is no place to bury. Like the Arabic poet, he paints the picture. Oh, Allahu Akbar. You know, Abdullah bin Qurdh, this incident comes to mind. So, he's sitting around the Nabi of Allah. And what did Nabi alayhi salam say? أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَذِي مِنْ لَذَّاتِ. Oh my Sahaba, remember in abundance that thing that will put an end to all comforts, all luxuries and all lust. What is it, O Nabi of Allah? Nabi alayhi salam said, Al-Maut. Make the remembrance of death a common practice amongst you. The hadith I quoted before you, Abu Nu'aym has recorded this hadith. Kanzul Umal, you will find this narration. What did my Nabi say? Uhduru mawtakum. Make it a point to be present whilst people are dying. Walaqinuhum bila ilaha illallah. Encourage them to recite the kalima. Why? فَإِنَّ الْحَلِيمَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَىٰ يَتَحَيَّرُ عِنْدَ ذَٰلِكَ الْمَصْرَىٰ. Because remember, O my companions, the moment of death, it is so critical, it is so crucial, leave the average man in the throes of death, the devil intensifies his efforts, even the learned and the scholars, even they stagger at the moment of death. Where do you and I stand? Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi'i, whom the world till today is indebted to the jurisprudence of Imam Shafi'i. Who was Imam Shafi'i? He had memorized the Quran at the age of 7. At the age of 10, he had memorized the Mu'atta of Imam Malik. That's the book of hadith. Our scholars and ulama, they would tell you. Scholars of hadith, Imam Malik had written the book Mu'atta Imam Malik. At the age of 10, he had memorized it, Imam Shafi'i. At the age of 15, not 5015, Imam Shafi'i was officially granted permission to issue fatwa and verdicts on Islam. At the age of 15, he had become the Grand Mufti. He passed away in his early 50s. He's lying on his dead bed. Some of his students entered to greet him. They said, كيف أصبحت يا Imam? Oh, Imam Shafi'i, what does it look like? He said, أَصْبَحْتُ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا رَاحِلًا. I'm on my way out of this world. وَالْإِخْوَانِ مُفَارِقًا. Very soon, I would have to separate from those around me. وَلِسُوءِ أَعْمَالِ مُلَاقِيًا. I would have to put up with my evil actions. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ وَارِدًا. I would have to present myself in the court of Allah. لَا أَدْرِي رُوحِي تَسِيرُ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ فَأُوحَنِّيهَا أَوْ إِلَى النَّارِ فَأُوَزِيهَا. He said, I don't know whether my soul will make it to Jannah, that I could congratulate my soul. or whether my soul is destined for the hellfire, I would have to console my soul. A man who had memorized the Quran at the age of 7, the Muatta at the age of 10, becoming the Grand Mufti at the age of 15, routinely in Ramadan, he used to recite one Quran by day, one Quran by night. He said, I don't know how I would fare before the Almighty Allah. My brothers, where do you and I stand? What do they say in English? Not everyone can do great things. Not everyone can do great things, but each and every one of us can do simple things in a great way. Once you have the gift of life, seize that opportunity, avail yourself, accelerate your efforts before the angel of death strikes. So let me leave you with these words. Under the commentary of this verse of Quran, وَنُفِخَ فِي السُّورِ, we recite in Surah Yasin. I always say, we have not studied the Arabic language, you have barred yourselves from volumes of Islamic knowledge. What does Allah Ta'ala say? The trumpet will be blown. The entire universe will be obliterated. The entire universe will be destroyed. Study the tafsir, we read this in Surah Yasin. وَنُفِخَ فِي السُّورِ وَنُفِخَ فِي السُّورِ فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ. In another place in Quran, فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Study the tafsir of these ayat of Quran. The entire universe will be obliterated. The entire universe will be destroyed. Allah Ta'ala will call the angel of death. And Allah will say, مَنْ بَقِيَ مِنْ خَلْقِ. Tell me who is left now. The angel of death will reply, بَقِيَ جِبْرِيلِ Mikael, Israfil, Abduka Da'if. Ya Allah, it is four chief angels that are left. Allah will tell the angel of death, go to Jibreel and remove the soul of Jibreel. Who is Jibreel? Open Tazkira Khatamul Anbiya. In this particular kitab it is written, Adam alayhi salam received revelation 10 times, Jibreel brought it. Isa alayhi salam received revelation 10 times, Jibreel brought it. Ibrahim alayhi salam received revelation 48 times, Jibreel brought it. Nuh alayhi salam received revelation 50 times, Jibreel brought it. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, my Nabi and your Nabi, received revelation via Jibreel nothing less than 24,000 times. 24,000 times. The angel of death will come to Jibreel. He will find Jibreel prostrating before the Almighty Allah. He will tap him, he will say, we are four chief angels. Your time has come to go. Jibreel will cry to Allah. What did my Nabi say? There is a painkiller for every pain with the exception of death. There was one janaza passing by. Somebody asked the Nabi of Allah, whose janaza is that? Nabi alayhi salam said, it is yours. If you don't like it, it is mine. Don't you know what the Quran says? Innaka mayyit wa innahum mayyitun. Verily you will pass on and every person will journey onwards. Wama ja'alna li bashari min qablika al-khuld. We have not made eternity for any human on this earth. Aynama takunu yudrikum al-maut. Wherever you are on the appointed time, you will be gripped by death. The angel of death will come to Jibreel. He will tap him, he will say, we are four chief angels, your time has come to go. Jibreel will cry to Allah. And he will say, Allahumma hawwin alayya sakarat al-maut. Oh Allah, easen for me the pangs of death. How often don't we hear? You know, you receive this message. I spoke to him yesterday. I met him in the gym. I was with him yesterday. I can never believe that the man is gone. That's the reality. You go to the Qabristan. You are emotionally overpowered. My brothers, let us be honest. Give it an hour or two. You step out of the graveyard. Life continues. Life continues at the death of every man. People will remember you for a period of time. You might have 1 million followers. You are lowered into the grave. You are history. No person will dream about you. He will tap him. He will say, Jibreel, your time has come to go. Jibreel will cry to Allah, easen for me the pangs of death. The soul of Jibreel will be removed. The angel of death will come back to Allah. Allah will say, who is left? Three angels. Mikael, Israfil, Abduka Da'if. Ya Allah, three angels. Allah will say, go to Mikael and remove his soul. Lengthy narration, his soul will be removed. The angel of death will go back to Allah. Who is left now? Baqiya Israfil, Abduka Da'if. Ya Allah, two angels that are left. Allah will say, go to Israfil. What did my Nabi say? Israfil, on one blow, the entire universe will be obliterated. The entire universe will be destroyed. فَسَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَوَاتِ Allah will say, go to Israfil and remove his soul. Israfil will die. The angel of death will come to Allah. Allah will say, who is left now? The angel of death will reply, بَقِيَ عَبْدُكَ الضَّعِيفِ Ya Allah, it is me and me alone. Allah will tell the angel of death, go and stand between paradise and hell and remove your own soul. The angel of death will comply. What did my Nabi say? لَوْ كَانَ الْخَلْقُ كُلُّهُمْ أَحْيَا لَمَاتُ مِنْ صَيْحَتِهِ If the entire creation from Adam alayhi salam till the last baby that will be born was alive, every one of them would have instantly died at the scream of the angel of death whilst removing his own soul. The angel of death will die. Allah will then announce, you think you are someone in society and community? Allah will announce, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ We are the kings today. We are the emperors today. We are the pope. We are the emperors today. We are the kings today, the monarchs today. There will be nobody that will answer. Allah will respond, لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَحَّارِ It is only Allah alone. The trumpet will be blown for the second time. Jannatis will be brought one side. May Allah grant us Jannah. Those destined for the hellfire will be one side. Death will be brought. Open the hadith of Tirmidhi. What did my Nabi say? Death will be brought. Fi surati kabshin. Given the shape of a sheep and a ram, it will be brought to a central location. The angel will call out, do you understand and identify what is the sheep? Every person tasted death. Like there was one person standing by the body of a janazah and sympathizing with him. He said, what are you, I feel sorry for the man. He said, don't feel sorry for him, feel sorry for yourself. This man has gone through subsequent stages of death that you and I still have to go through. Allah Ta'ala will then, the angel will call out, do you identify? This is death. Allah will instruct that the sheep that resembles death will be slaughtered. Death itself will die. Death will die. Allah will then tell the Jannatis, Khuludun bila maut. Enter into Jannah, you would never die. The Jannatis will become so elated. Afama nahnu bimayyitin? Oh Allah, what do you say we will never die? Allah will say, you tasted death in this world. You will never taste death again. The Jannatis, lengthy narration, I don't have time. Let me leave you with the words of the Arabic poet. What does he say? In the throes of death, I can hear people calling doctors. Call this doctor, call that doctor. Call some Maulana to make some dam, to make some dua. Kalla, إِذَا بَلَغَتِ التَّرَاقِ وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَاقِ وَظَنَّ أَنَّهُ الْفِرَاقِ وَالْتَفَّتِ السَّاقُ بِالسَّاقِ The nose bends, the eyeballs turn, the knees meet. The dying man realizes, my time has come to go. The Arabic poet paints the picture. He says, in the throes of death, I close my eyes. My family is standing around. My family is standing around me, totally helpless. You can call the doctors of the world. They cannot revive this man. You can bring the waters of the oceans. You cannot satisfy the thirst of this man. He says, in the throes of death, I can hear them calling doctors. Call this doctor, call that doctor. He said, leave me, it's time for me to meet my Allah. And then he paints the picture. He said, I close my eyes. I close my eyes. They carry my body. وَأَلْبَسُونِي ثِيَابًا لَكِمَامَ لَهَا My brothers, whether you wear a garment that's a million rands, or whether you wear a garment that's 10 rands, whether you wear a watch that's 10 rands, or whether you wear a watch that's a million rands, whether you sit in business class or economy class, the plane will touch down at the same time. The watch will give you the same time. Whether it takes you an hour to climb up the mountain or it takes you 10 hours, the view from the top is the same. It's not how you start the race, it's how you end the race that matters. He says in the throes of death, they carry my body. They bring me to the ghusl. Al-basuni thiyaban laki mamalaha. They remove my garment. They wash my body. They make me wear a garment that has no sleeve. They carry my body. قَدَّمُونِي إِلَى الْمِحْرَابِ. They bring it close to the mihrab. صَلُّوا صَلَاتًا لَا رُكُوعَ لَهَا لَا سُجُودَ لَهَا لَاللَّهُ يَرْحَمُنِي. They perform a salah that has no ruku, no sujood, hoping that Allah will pity my situation. After the salatul janaza, they carry my body, bring me to the grave. Kashafa satra an wajhi. They open my face for one last glance. My children become emotional. My son becomes emotional. My family become emotional. My son steps forward. He opens my face. Qabbalani, kisses me on my forehead. They close my face and they lower me into that qabr. What does the Arabic poet say? You know, the months, the years are passing by. The months are passing by without me thinking about that. My brothers, there's so much more I could have shared with you. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala, make the last moments of our lives the best moments of our lives. Let that moment be in the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwara. Let not a day pass in your life. Accelerate your efforts. Do some act of nobility. Sayyid Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu arda, one day sitting on the pulpit of my Nabi, and somebody comes to him, "Oh, Amirul Mu'mineen, so and so has passed on." Umar says, the great giant, he said, "This man has brought to me the news that so and so has passed on." He said, "Tomorrow another man will be sitting on this pulpit and he will inform you that Umar is gone." Allah grant us the tawfiq that we imbibe, we infuse, and we internalize these amazing advices of Quran and Sunnah.